What kind of berries?
Berries in general.
Blueberries. Raspberries.
Okay.
Cherries.
Okay. The red kind you use to make shortcake?
Strawberries.
Okay.
I can't think of any.
Okay, if there were some wild berries that grew out in the woods and you thought they probably weren't good to eat, like you thought they maybe could make you real sick or even kill you or something, you'd say don't eat those. Those are probably...
what? Poisonous.
Okay. What do you call a tall bush with clusters of big, beautiful pink and white flowers that bloom in late spring?
What do you call the bush?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay. There's a kind that's similar to this, but it's bigger, and it has longer segments of stem, and they grow further up in the mountains. You know what that's called?
No.
We don't have them around here. They're one of them. Okay, here's one we have around here. It grows pretty tall, like 20, 30 feet. It's a flowering tree. They're flowering right now, as a matter of fact. And they have big shiny leaves that are about like this and about this shape. And they're brown on the underside and green on the top. And the flowers are white and usually about this big and have petals like that. And they smell real good. And sometimes the leaves are brought inside and dried out and used for decorating. Can you think what kind of tree it is?
No.
Sometimes you think of that kind of a tree in connection with the South, like the Deep South. Like you think of Colonel Sanders or somebody sitting out under this kind of tree, you know, drinking his mint julep with his white suit on and everything. And he's sitting beside a what tree? They smell real good.
Gardenia. I don't know what it is.
It smells sort of like a gardenia, but the flower's bigger. It smells a little bit like a gardenia. In fact, I used to get them mixed up, but gardenia's growing a bush that's kind of short, and this is a regular tall tree.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what it's called.
Okay, have you ever heard it called a laurel tree or a cucumber tree or a magnolia or a cowcumber?
Magnolia.
Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, well, I'll ask my
husband.
Okay. Are there any other names that she might use for her husband?
No.
Okay. Are there names that old people might use? Like an old lady talking about her husband, would she call him something besides my husband?
She could call him her mate.
Okay.
It's weird, but I've heard old people say that.
Okay. Anything else like that? It's kind of weird.
No.
Okay. And a man referring to her would say, I must ask my
wife.
Okay, now is there any weird things like that old people use that he might call his wife?
No, not that I can think of, not like that.
Okay, any joking names or anything like that somebody might call his wife?